1 Kings 18, verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. After responding to an emergency call, I was sitting in a dark room with a man who had a gun, and he was contemplating using it on himself. I was attempting to explain to him that Jesus loved him so much that he had died for him to take away his sin and his guilt. But, he said, can you prove it? He was asking for fire from heaven. In our text, the Lord graciously condescended to allow the burden of proof to be laid on Him, to show created beings that He is the Creator. And the Lord granted Baal every possible advantage. The Baal worshippers believed that Baal's power was concentrated in certain areas, and so God gave him the home court advantage, Mount Carmel. They believed that they had to win God's favor, and so they were invited to bring all 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophetesses of the Asherah for one united effort to win his favor. And since Baal was purportedly the storm god holding lightning bolts in his hands, the challenge was, okay, which one can bring fire from heaven? Elijah laid the case before the jury. If the Lord I am is God, follow Him. If Baal, then follow him. No one could object then that there was any disadvantage for Baal, and he was given first opportunity. The prophets of Baal laid their sacrifice upon the altar in early morning, and all morning long they cried out, feverishly leaping for Baal to answer them. Verse 26. There was no voice. No one answered. With a little bit of sarcasm, Elijah called, "Well, cry louder! He is a god, isn't he? Maybe he's meditating. Or he had to step aside to use the bathroom, or has gone on vacation, or sleeping." With further excited gyromania, they continued to call on him until they bit and cut themselves. This was an attempt to win, supposedly, Baal's favor by earning his sadistic pleasure in their pain and blood. History tells us that they would also thus perform perverted sexual acts to win his favor and fall into ecstatic trances, babbling for him. Verse 29. But there was no voice. No one answered. No one paid any attention. At the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah rebuilt the altar to the Lord. He arranged the wood and the bull on top of it. He then poured water over everything until it was all soaked and the trench was full, and prayed, "Lord, show them that you are God, that they may know that you are their Savior, and that you may turn their hearts to you. Immediately fire came from heaven and burnt up the bull and the wood and the stones, the dust and the water in the trench. There was no hung jury. The Lord I am, He is God. The Lord I am, He is God. The Lord has condescended to show us fire from heaven. Not just at Mount Carmel. In the fire that sacrificed His only Son for you. To consume the guilt of all your sins. In the fire that gave the infallible proof of Jesus rising from the dead through the very stones. In the fire from heaven that has touched your hearts to believe that Jesus is your Savior. That fire assures us that Jesus loves you so much. That He died for you to consume the guilt on your sins. That He gives you the forgiveness of all your sins and eternal life. And to all who believe in Him, it is evidence that demands a verdict. A verdict that executes every compromise. A verdict that daily lives to serve our Savior. Don't ask Him to prove it again. The fire might burn. Ask Him, "How shall I serve you, my Savior, today?" The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn 44, stanzas 2 and 3.